भक्त चरण रेणु भजन अनुकूल, तो ये हम अगर गाएं तो तुम लोग कौन कौन गा सकोगे साथ साथ? इसको किताब का जरूरत होगा, देखने का जरूरत होगा। ये है यहाँ, हाउ मेनी बुक्स यू हैव? 4-5। ओके, पीछे तुम लोग गा सकोगे? ओके, माताजी, डू यू नीड अ बुक? या गिव देम अ बुक, गिव वन बुक टू द माताजी।
शुद्ध भकत चरण रेणु भजन अनुकू, शुद्ध भकत चरण रेणु भजन अनुकू, शुद्ध भकत चरण रेणु भजन भकत सेवा परम सिद्धि प्रेमलती कारम, भकत सेवा परम सिद्धि प्रेमलती कारम, शुद्ध भकत चरण रेणु भजन अनुकू, माधव तीर्थे भक्ति जननी जतने पालन करे, माधव तीर्थे भक्ति जननी जतने पालन करे, कृष्ण बसती बसती बोली परम आदरे बोरी, कृष्ण बसती बसती बोली परम आदरे बोरी, শুদ্ধ ভকত চরণ রেণু ভজনয়নুকু শুদ্ধ ভকত চরণ রেণু ভজনয়নুকু গৌরয়ামার যে সব স্থানে করিল ভ্রমণ রঙ্গে গৌরয়ামার যে সব স্থানে করিল ভ্রমণ রঙ্গে সেসব স্থান হেরিব আমি প্রণয়ী ভকত সঙ্গে সেসব স্থান হেরিব আমি প্রণয়ী ভকত সঙ্গে শুদ্ধ ভকত চরণ রেণু ভজনয়নুকু শুদ্ধ ভকত চরণ রেণু ভজনয়নুকু মৃদঙ্গ বাদ্য শুনিতে মন অবসর সদা যাচে মৃদঙ্গ বাদ্য শুনিতে মন অবসর সদা যাচে গৌরবিহিত কীর্তন শুনি আনন্দে হৃদয় নাচে গৌরবিহিত কীর্তন শুনি আনন্দে হৃদয় নাচে শুদ্ধ ভকত চরণ রেণু ভজনয়নুকু শুদ্ধ ভকত চরণ রেণু ভজনয়নুকু জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী, জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী, জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী, গোপী জন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধারী, গোপী জন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধারী, যশোদা নন্দন ব্রজ জনরঞ্জন, যশোদা নন্দন ব্রজ জনরঞ্জন, যমুনা তীর বনচারী, যমুনা তীর বনচারী, জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী, গোপী জন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধারী, গোপী জন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধারী, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে,
হরে রাম হরে রাম রাম হরে হরে,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nittai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribrajakacharya Ashtottara Shato Shri Srimad अभय चरणारु बिंदु भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जाए. इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की जाए. श्री श्री गौर निताई की जाए. अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जाए. श्री श्री राधा राश बिहारी ललिता विशाखा देवी की जाए. श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की जाए. समवेत भक्त वृंद की जाए. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. నమో ఓం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణపృష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారి ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఫోర్త్ క్యాంటో చాప్టర్ 24 చాంటింగ్ ద సాంగ్ సంగ్ బై లార్డ్ శివ టెక్స్ట్ 77 విందతే పురుషః అముస్మాత్ యద్ యద్ ఇచ్ఛతి అసత్వరం మద్గీతా గీతాత్ సుప్రీతాచ్ శ్రేయసాం ఏకా వల్లభాన్. బిందతే పురుషముస్మాన్ యజ్జదిచ్ఛత్ అసత్వరం మద్గీత గీతాత్ సుప్రీతాచ్ శ్రేయసామేక వల్లభాత్. బిందతే పురుషముష్మాన్ యజ్జదిచ్ఛత్ అసత్వరం మద్గీత గీతాత్ సుప్రీతాత్ శ్రేయసామేక వల్లభాన్. బిందతే పురుషముస్మాన్ జజ్జదిచ్ఛత్ అసత్పరం మద్గీత గీతాత్ సుప్రీతాత్ శ్రేయసామేక వల్లభాన్. బిందతే పురుషముస్మాన్ జజ్జదిచ్ఛత్ అసత్తరం మద్గీత గీతాత్ సుప్రీతాత్ సామేక వల్లభాన్. Matajis, Vindate achieves. Purushaha, a devotee. Amusmat, from the personality of Godhead. Yat yat, that which. Ichchati, desires. Ashatvaram, being fixed. Mad Gita, sung by me. Gitat, by the song. Suprachat, Supritat, from the Lord, who is very pleased. Shreyasam, of all benediction. Eka, one. Ballabhat, from the dearmost. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the dearmost objective of all auspicious benedictions. A human being who sings this song, sung by me, can please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such a devotee, being fixed in the Lord's devotional service, can acquire whatever he wants from the Supreme Lord. Please repeat after me. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the dearmost objective of all auspicious benedictions. A human being who sings this song, sung by me, can please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such a devotee, being fixed in the Lord's devotional service, can acquire whatever he wants from the Supreme Lord. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 6:22, Jam labdha chaparam labham mannate nadhikam tataha. If one can attain the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has nothing to aspire for. If one can attain the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has nothing to aspire for, nor does he desire any other gain. When Dhruva Maharaj became perfect by austerity and saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face, he was offered any kind of benediction he wanted. However, Dhruva replied that he did not want anything, for he was perfectly satisfied with the benediction of seeing the Lord. Except for the service of the Supreme Lord, whatever we want is called illusion, maya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jiber Sharup Hai Krishner Nitya Dash. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 20, Text 108. Every living entity is an eternal servant of the Lord. Therefore, when one engages in the service of the Lord, he realizes the highest perfection of life. A faithful servant can fulfill any desire by the grace of the Master. And one who engages in transcendental loving service of the Lord has nothing to aspire for separately. All his desires are fulfilled simply by engaged constantly in the Lord's loving service. Lord Shiva shows us that any devotee can be successful simply by chanting the prayers which he has recited. Bindate purusham smad jajjat ichchat asatvaram mad gita gitat supritat shreyasam ekaballabhat. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the dearmost objective of all auspicious benedictions. A human being who sings this song, sung by me, can please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such a devotee, being fixed in the Lord's devotional service, can acquire whatever he wants from the Supreme Lord. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitang Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitang Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Jutapadokamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupang Sagra Jatang Sahagana Raghunathanvitang Tang Sajivam Sadvaitang Savadhutang Parijana Sahitang Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitangscha हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो The Prachetas went out to perform austerities to become qualified to receive the mercy of the Lord. That is actually the goal of a civilized individual. A civilized person, a person who is properly situated in knowledge, he knows that this human form of life is meant for achieving some very special objective. That is why the human form of life is different from animal life. Animals, they are just engaged in just living their life, enjoy their existence. And their enjoyment is eating, sleeping, mating, defending. That is the enjoyment based on bodily senses, sense gratification. Sense gratifications are generally limited to these four activities: eating, sleeping, having sex, and defending from danger. But a civilized human being who is not on the animal platform anymore, who has become a human being, he recognizes that the goal of life is Athato Brahma Jigyasa. He understands that now the purpose of my existence is to understand the spiritual identity, understand my spiritual identity. Who am I? Brahma Jigyasa constitutes of generally three questions. Jigyasa means question. Brahma means transcendental. Three transcendental questions. The transcendental questions constitute of three principal questions. Who am I? Where did I come from? And what is the purpose of my existence? Why I am here? So when one sincerely makes this inquiry, and if he comes across a qualified teacher, when you have a question, then we have to come across somebody who can answer the question. Just to have the question, we cannot question and find the answer ourselves. When we have a question, then we have to find the person who can answer the question. So here is Brahma Jigyasa, the question, who am I? Do I know the answer? If I know the answer, why should I ask? Therefore, I have to find somebody who has the answer. And who is that person? The person is who is situated in Brahma Bhuta platform. This is a Brahma Jigyasa, questions about spiritual reality. Therefore, I have to find the answer from a person who is situated in that spiritual reality. And that is a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what is the identity of a? Again, in that, from the context of Brahma Jigyasa, we can get the answer about the qualification of a person who has the answer. It's a Brahma Jigyasa. So what is the qualification of a person who can answer the question? Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Sochati Na Kangsati Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktiṃ Labhate Param. So this is the qualification. So he is Brahma Bhuta, who is situated in the transcendental platform, Brahma Bhuta platform. What is the symptom of that person? Prasannatma. He is perfectly satisfied. And what is the symptom of perfect satisfaction? Na sochati, na kangshati. This is the qualification of Prasannatma. And the qualification of Brahma Bhuta is Prasannatma. Qualification of Prasannatma or symptom of Prasannatma is na sochati, na kangshati. If one is sochati and kangshati, he cannot be Prasannatma. If one is hankering for something and lamenting for something, he cannot be Prasannatma. That means his heart is not satisfied. He is still hankering for something. He still desires for something. Sochati. Kangshati. And sochati, he is hankering for something that he has lost. And when does one come to this qualification of na sochati na kangshati? Sama sarveshu bhuteshu. And the final qualification of that person is madbhaktiṃ labhate param. He is my devotee. Only a devotee can be properly situated in Brahma Bhuta platform. Only a devotee can be Prasannatma. Only a devotee can be na sochati, na kangshati. And only a devotee can be free from hankering and lamentation. And only a devotee can be equally disposed to every living entity. Sama sarveshu bhuteshu. And that devotee can answer the Brahma Jigyasa. So one such devotee, these Prachetas, 10 sons of King Prachinavarhi, came across. Who is the devotee? Okay, who can answer the question? Raise your hands. Just one person. You have been studying this every day, and you don't have the answer. Who is the devotee? How many of you attended the class for last 7 days? Raise your hands. Who was attending the class for last 7 days? Who did not attend the class for last 7 days? Raise your hands. Okay. So those, again, those who attended the class for last 7 days, raise your hands once again. Did you understand what was discussed in the class? This is the class. This topic is what? the song sung by? Now my question is, who is the devotee? Here, Lord Shiva. The Prachetas were fortunate to come across a devotee like Lord Shiva. And what did Lord Shiva tell them? Lord Shiva told them, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja. That is the sum and substance of Lord Shiva's instruction. The song that Lord Shiva sang is simply saying surrender unto Krishna. Now what is the goal of life? The goal of life is to surrender to Krishna. Now Lord Shiva is making one point. When one surrenders unto Krishna, then what happens? Krishna becomes pleased and all his desires become fulfilled. Let me read the translation once again. How many of you remember the translation of this verse, today's verse? Just general understanding, how many of you have? Just raise your hand. The general understanding, okay. Now those who did not understand, please listen carefully. How many of you will listen carefully? Please raise your hands. Okay, very good. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the dearmost objective of all auspicious benedictions. Who is the dearmost objective? Who is the dearmost objective of all benedictions? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is the auspicious benedictions? What is benedictions? What is the meaning of the word benedictions? This word benediction, you can consider, is connected to the word benefit. Are you familiar with the word benefit? Benefit ka matlab kya hota hai? Laab hota hai. So, what is benediction? The Sanskrit word for benediction is varam. Vara means benefit. Good things that are beneficial. So here also we see the same objective. The benediction. The auspicious benedictions. The auspicious benedictions that benefit us. Now of all the benefits, which is the dearmost objective? Of all benefits, what is the ultimate thing that benefits us completely? What is the ultimate benefit? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. To understand and receive the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the ultimate benediction. In simple words, I can tell you. So the Prachetas met Lord Shiva. Now what did the Prachetas want from Lord Shiva? Did they want money? Did they want position? Did they want name and fame? Did they want beautiful wife? What did they want from Lord Shiva? They simply wanted to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now similarly, if Lord Shiva comes here, or somebody, even Lord Krishna comes here, what will you want? Will you ask Krishna, dhanang dehi, janam dehi? Give me money, give me men, give me wife. Dhanam janam sundarim, will you ask that from Krishna? What will you ask from Krishna if Krishna comes here and stands in front of you? What will be your prayer? Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. That will be the prayer of a devotee. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. Or will you say dhanam dehi, janam dehi? How many of you will want dhanam dehi, janam dehi? Nobody. Very good. And how many of you will say, Na dhanam, na janam, na sundari? Very good. And what will you then ask? These are all no, no, no. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundari. But then what will you ask then? Mama janmani janmani shware bhavatad bhaktir ahaitukitvai. So that I can receive your devotion, unconditional, ahaitukim, unto you, unconditional devotion unto you. Only for this life? And then get liberated? Do we want to render service to Krishna in order to get liberation from the material bondage? No. Rather, the prayer is Janmani Janmanishware. Life after life. This Janmani Janmanishware indicates that no desire for even liberation. It's not only Na Dhanam, Na Janam, Na Sundarim, it's also Na Mukting, Na Moksha Kamaye. I do not even desire for liberation. Even liberation is not desired by the devotees. Kaivalya, rather devotee's attitude is, what is the Sanskrit word for liberation? Kaivalya, liberation, Kaivalya. Now what is the attitude of a devotee towards Kaivalya or liberation? Kaivalya narakayate. Liberation is like going to hell. So do you want to go to hell? Devotee, does a devotee want to go to hell? No. That's why devotee doesn't want liberation. Because in relation to the joy of devotional service, bhakting, devotional service, going liberation is like going to hell. From material bondage point of view, liberation is desirable, true. But from Krishna conscious point of view, liberation is like going to hell. So a devotee simply wants devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us through his Shikshamrita how to pray to Krishna. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitangva jagadisha kamaye, mamo janmani janmanishvare, bhavatad bhaktir ahaitukitvai. Ahaituki, unconditional. We should not render service to Krishna with some condition. These are the conditions. Dhanam, janam, sundarim are the condition. Liberation is condition. But unconditional means na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, na liberation. But janmani janmanishvare bhavatad bhakti rahaitu kitvai. So when one achieves that devotion, then what happens? When one achieves this devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes pleased. And when the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes pleased, then can there be anything left to be achieved? If a very powerful person, if a very wealthy person, if a very influential person is pleased with you, then what will happen to you? Won't you get everything from him? Now tell me, who is more powerful than Krishna? Who is more opulent than Krishna? Who is more influential than Krishna? So when Krishna is pleased with you, you don't have to worry about anything. Now, what makes Krishna pleased? What pleases Krishna? That Lord Shiva is explaining here. What pleases Krishna? That Mad Gita Gitat Supritat Shreyasham Ekaballabhat. That this song that I sung, when devotees sing these songs, Krishna become pleased. What is this song that Lord Shiva sang? the prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So pray to Krishna. But how should one pray to Krishna? With desire or without any desire for sense gratification? Naturally, without any desire for sense gratification. And how does one become situated in that position? By being surrendered to Krishna. So sharanagati, surrender. That Krishna is saying, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja. The word sharanam, what is the meaning of the word sharanam? Sharanam means surrender. This surrender is the key. Krishna is giving the indications, mam ekam sharanam braja. Surrender unto me. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is explaining the process of surrender or sharanagati. He is saying that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to teach us this process of sharanagati. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu jibe daya kori shapar shad shiyo dham shaho abotori অত্যন্ত দুর্লভ প্রেম করিবারে দান শিখায় শরণাগতি ভকতের প্রাণ। শ্রী কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু হ্যাজ কাম। হাই ডিড হি কাম? জীবে দয়া করি, ইন অর্ডার টু বিস্টো হিজ কজলেস মার্সি অপন দ্য কন্ডিশন সোলস। জীবে দয়া করি। And why Mahaprabhu came? Ottanto durlabho prem koribare dan. In order to, koribare dan, in order to offer, in order to give. Ottanto durlabho, extremely rare, prem, Krishna prem, love for Krishna. Ottanto durlabho prem koribare dan, shikhaye sharanagati. He is teaching the process of surrender. And he is saying this surrender is the very basis of Krishna prema. This surrender is the life and soul of bhakti. So it is through the surrender only that we can receive Krishna prema. It is only through this surrender that we can develop our devotion to Krishna. So, ottanto durlabho prem koribare dan shikhaye sharanagati bhakotero pran. And then in a similar note, just as Lord Shiva is saying, then all his desires will be fulfilled. Bhakti Vinod Thakur also is saying, sharongo sharanagati hoibe jahar tahar prarthana shune Srinanda Kumar. One who will develop this sharanagati, one who will develop this surrender to Krishna, Krishna will listen to his prayers. And once again we go back. What is the prayer of a devotee? What is the prayer of a devotee? How many of you remember the prayer of a devotee? Okay. Very good. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitangva jagadisha kamaye. And this is one half of the prayer. What is the other half of the prayer? Who remembers? Okay. Mama janmani janmanishvare bhavatad bhaktir ahaitukirtai. Now when we say Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the best of all prayers. Mantra means prayers. And Mahamantra means the greatest, the best of all prayers. And this is the Mahamantra. And what is that Mahamantra indicating? Oh, all attractive Krishna, all attractive Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna. And how is he approaching Krishna? Hare Krishna through Srimati Radharani. Krishna is difficult to approach. What is the best way to approach Krishna? Through his devotee. So who is the best devotee of Krishna? Srimati Radharani. So what is the safest way of approaching Krishna? Through Srimati Radharani. Therefore, Hare Krishna. Krishna, I am approaching you through Srimati Radharani's mercy. Oh Radharani, be merciful unto me. I do not know how to approach Krishna. You please lead me to Krishna. Radhe Krishna, Hare Krishna. And who is this Krishna? Krishna. Karshati iti Krishna. The all-attractive Supreme Personality of Godhead. So again repeating, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Oh Krishna, oh Krishna. Please deliver me from this miserable material bondage. Hara. And Hari. Harati iti Hari. So he will steal. What will take away from us? Our material bondage. That's why we are approaching Krishna. Please take away my material bondage. Then Hare Ram, Hare Ram. O Supreme Enjoyer, Ramate iti Rama. Again is Krishna, Supreme Enjoyer. Please engage me in your devotional service and allow me to experience the joy of your loving devotion. So that is the simple prayer of Hare Krishna. So sharanga sharanagati hoibe jahar. How should he pray to Krishna? How should he chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra? How should he chant? Let us go back to Shikshashtakam again. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, how? Trinadopi suni chena. Being more humble than a blade of grass. When can you surrender? Can somebody surrender when he is puffed up? When somebody thinks, I am the greatest, can he surrender? No. One has to become very, very humble. In a humble state of mind, we have to chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Being completely surrendered to Krishna. And tarorīva sahiṣṇuna. Being as tolerant as a tree. Amanīna, again, not desiring any prestige or honor for myself. Manadena, offer all the respect to others. This manadena also means judging others according to their capacity, according to their situation. What is the judgment? Whether he is a devotee, whether he is innocent, or whether he is offensive. That is the meaning of manadena. We meet people. Is he a devotee of the Lord? If not, then is he innocent who doesn't know the Lord? Or is he an offender to the Lord? So this is how we have to judge. That is manadena. Amani, for myself I do not want any man, any respect, any honor. And understanding others according to their situation and dealing with them, behaving with them accordingly. That dealing is love for Krishna, friendship towards devotees. If someone is a devotee, what should be our attitude towards him? If someone is a devotee, what should be our attitude? Respectful attitude. Oh Prabhu, Prabhu. How do you address devotees? Prabhu. Respectfully. And that respect is blended with friendship. Oh, I'm so happy to be with you. Can I render service with you? Can I help you? Can I do something for you? Because I know that you are so nicely engaged in serving Krishna. How can I assist you? And then, Balisesu. Balise means to the innocent, they don't know Krishna. So give them Krishna. And Bisatsucha, those who are offensive, neglect, avoid them. Those who are offensive to Krishna don't have anything to do with them. That is the attitude of a devotee. He's not a devotee. He goes to an offender and says, "Oh Prabhu, how are you? What can I do for you?" No. A devotee's attitude towards the offender is like Hanuman's attitude towards Ravan. That is a devotee's attitude towards offensive people. Those who are offensive to Krishna. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not want us to become too heavy. He wants us to maintain a humble state of attitude. Humble attitude. Anyway, but that is our, we avoid them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, avoid them. Avoid them. Don't have anything to do with them. So this is how Kirtaniya Sadahari, at that state of consciousness, one will be able to chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. So that is our goal. So don't worry about your desires to be fulfilled. Don't separately pray to Krishna for that. Rather, surrender unto Krishna. And you will see yourself how Krishna is reacting. Krishna will fulfill all your desires. Yes, desires are there in the heart. Consciousness means desire. But that desire should be anna abhilashita sunnam. Anna abhilasha. Not saying that abhilasha sunnam. Anna abhilasha. Abhilasha means desire. What is the meaning of anna abhilasa? Desires that are other than Krishna consciousness. That desire has to be given up. And jnana karmad anabritam. Jnana means desire for liberation. Karmad means desire for enjoyment, sense gratification. So no desire for sense gratification, no desire even for liberation. Jnana karmad anabritam. Anukullena krishnanushilanam. And being engaged in serving lotus feet of Krishna. Then sharango sharanagoti hoibe jahar tahar prarthana shune Srinanda Kumar. So simple point is, no desire other than Krishna consciousness. No desire other than pleasing Krishna. And when this desire is there in your heart, just to please Krishna and not desiring anything else, then Krishna will fulfill all your desires. Tahar prarthana shune Srinanda Kumar. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Does anybody have any question?
भक्ति के लिए माने कौन से भाव होने चाहिए, कौन से भक्ति प्रकार कौन से होने चाहिए
और कौन मैं क्या बोल रहा था?
हाँ, ये तो मैंने सुना। बाकी भक्ति भाव जो है माने मोक्ष के लिए होना चाहिए या गोपी भाव होना चाहिए,
वो आपका गुरु से पूछना है।
है
गुरु बताएंगे, गुरु ये क्लास में विचार करने का नहीं है।
क्लास में विचार करने का नहीं।
दीज आर ऑल internal question.
Achha, achha. Theek hai.
Yes. Mataji is there.
you mentioned about having this pure desire and not desiring anything other than devotional service. We still are not at that stage, but we hope that with chanting, with association of devotees, we will come to that stage where we only have pure desire to serve Krishna. But till then, is it acceptable to the Lord that, you know, when we have darshan, when we go in front of Him, we just pray, despite the desires in the heart, we just pray to Him that nadanam, najanam, I don't desire. So would that be that we are being duplicious, or it is just, you know, showing our sincerity to Krishna?
You see, sadhan bhakti, the sadhana bhakti means devotional service in practice. So practicing means you are not in that perfected stage, but you are practicing. So this na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim is as at the practicing stage, at vaidhi bhakti stage, you are repeating. No, it's not duplicitous. You are learning how to pray to Krishna. Right? Prabhupada pointed out, Prabhupada emphatically mentioned that the prayers at the initial stage, we should not pray. We should repeat the prayers of the advanced devotees. Because we do not know how to pray. We have to learn how to pray. So in this way, by praying, we come to the platform. That otherwise what will happen, that instead of say the our say we are on a material platform and in the material platform our desires are material. Now if we give vent to that desire, then what will happen? We will remain in the material platform. We will not be able to transcend the material platform. For example, to give an example of the vaidhi bhakti or sadhana bhakti. Sadhana bhakti means devotional service and practice. And by practicing you learn. So when you learn how to swim, what do you do? As soon as you go into the water, do you start to swim? Or you practice? First you practice. You sometimes swallow water. You don't like it. It's difficult. But still, through the practice, you achieve perfection. Someday you start swimming. But if you don't go to the water, staying in the land, say thinking that, well, I can't swim, so I should not go to the water, then what will happen? Will you ever be able to learn how to swim? So that's why the first stage of devotional service, or initial stage of devotional service, is sadhana bhakti stage. Sadhana, practice. We are learning how to pray. We are learning how to desire. Is through that na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. And that also has to be done in the association of proper devotees. No, my point is, no, it is not duplicitous. Because you are learning what not to ask for Krishna. And you can also use your common sense. Like you're standing in front of Krishna. In front of the deities. The deities are Krishna. You can pray. And you can, here you are standing in front of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whatever you pray, you know He'll fulfill it. Now you may want something material. But then you consider, Krishna may give everything to me, but tomorrow if I die, then what will happen? I may say Krishna dhanam, janam and sundarim, but then I die tomorrow, then what's the use of the dhanam, janam, sundarim? You get the point? So this is how we learn that asking for anything material is not intelligent, because the result of that is only temporary. So why should I ask for something temporary? Rather ask for me, him, ask for something that is permanent, that is eternal. And that's why, mama janmani janmanishvare bhavatad bhakti rahaitu ketvai. Yes. Yeah, love.
Hare Krishna Maharaj in the lecture he told that we should chant by becoming humble. Hare Krishna, you told that we should chant by becoming humble. So what is the exact meaning of becoming humble? That many times we become humble superficially and at the time of cooperation we fail to cooperate.
Becoming humble means recognizing that you are small and Krishna is big and Krishna's devotees are big. Humble means understanding your position being absolutely insignificant and recognizing those who are really great. Right? So who is great? Krishna. So when you are standing in front of Krishna, what should be your mood? And who are great? Krishna's devotees are also great. So when you are in front of Krishna's devotees, how should you be? Should you think yourself to be big? Bigger than them? Or smaller than them? So that is the mood of being humble. Okay. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, when we stand before Krishna's altar, deity, in which order we should try to see the lotus feet of, the deities?
Now what's that?
See, when we stand before the altar of the deity and pray Krishna, Krishna is not alone. Along with Krishna, Radha Rani is also there, Lalita ji is there, Vishakha ji is there, and then down below there are various acharyas are also there, and Prabhupada. So, how should we begin meditating? Should we begin from Prabhupada first and come? Or we should ignore all of them and concentrate on Krishna?
When you pray to Krishna, how do you pray to Krishna? You say you come to the altar.
Yeah.
How do you start your prayer?
Yeah, first I see.
I'm asking you.
Yeah, I see.
Don't you start with Nama Om Vishnu Padaya?
Yeah.
Then whose lotus feet you are seeing? Prabhupada's. And then after Prabhupada, what prayer you are chanting?
Maharaj, honestly, when I pray before altar, I don't chant these prayers. When I pay obeisance to Prabhupada, there I pay obeisance to Prabhupada and chant his mantra. And from this
you start off with Prabhupada.
Yeah.
Then to Gaur-Nithai,
yeah.
Then to Radha Krishna. So when you are standing in front of Radha Krishna, yes, you look at Krishna's lotus feet. But my point is, you asked whether I am standing in front of the deity, should I think of Prabhupada or should I think of Krishna?
Yeah,
right. So that's why I am giving the answer.
Yeah, that's correct. Maharaj, see, we should be servant of Krishna. My point is, see, when prominent Lalitaji and Vishakaji is also there, can we afford to ignore their lotus feet and concentrate on Krishna?
If they are meant to be ignored, then why they are in the altar?
Yeah, that's what I am asking.
So why don't you use your common sense?
Ah, yes. Yes, right.
Okay, Steve.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Please accept my humble obeisance. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. My question is about those who say Maya is part of Krishna's energy and therefore we as humans should be enjoying that energy. Not so much on just pure sense gratification, but that God has put us here as humans to enjoy the material world. How should we respond to those people?
Who is saying that? Where did you get that? Where did you get this philosophy?
Actually, I've been doing a comparison of Judaism and Krishna consciousness, and
okay.
And also friends back home have been saying that.
Yeah. See, we have to first of all understand that Maya is not for enjoyment. Maya's business is not to provide for enjoyment, but Maya's business is to allure us and punish us. To fall for Maya means to be punished by Maya. Now, those, as you are saying, those who say that Maya, Krishna's Maya energy is Maya, Maya is there, therefore we must enjoy Maya. That's the goal of our life. Right? But the thing is, when you recognize the business of Maya, then you cannot maintain or harbor this kind of attitude. When you know that somebody is, you know, showing you a carrot, right? And then when you go for the carrot, then it bashes you. Then will you go for the carrot? That's what Maya is doing. Maya is showing us the carrot and then beating us up. Now what do? When you understand Maya's business, then you understand why Maya is doing that. And Maya is simply teaching us that go for Krishna, don't go for sense gratification. Don't come to me. Maya means sense gratification. Don't come to me, go to Krishna. Don't go for sense gratification, go to Krishna. And when you go to Krishna, then Maya says, I will take you. I will lead you to Krishna. Just like a policeman, when you are against the king, the policeman beats you up. And when you want to approach the king, the same policeman takes you to the king. Right? So similarly, when you are inimical towards Krishna, when you are envious of Krishna, then Maya bashes you up. But when you become surrendered to Krishna, the same Maya takes you to Krishna. Hare Krishna. Okay, how many more? Okay, last two questions.
Please accept my obeisance unto your lotus feet. My question is, how can I understand Jive Swarup Hoy, Krishna Nityodas?
How can you?
How can I understand?
How can you?
Understand.
Understand. Okay, first you understand who are you? Who are you?
Your Atma.
You are Atma. What is the business of Atma?
Atma.
To enjoy the material nature?
No.
Then what is the business?
According to the scripture.
The business of Atma is?
Serving the
Paramatma. Krishna. Right.
Yeah.
Now, so you understood that your business is to serve Krishna.
Yes.
Now when you understand that you have some business, what do you want to do? You want to do that.
Yeah.
Your business is to serve Krishna. So go and serve Krishna. Now where can you serve Krishna? To serve Krishna you have to come to the temple.
Okay.
Where Krishna is being served.
Mm-hmm.
Along with the devotees who are serving Krishna. So be with the devotees of Krishna. Become engaged in the service of Krishna in the temple.
Mm-hmm.
So that is how you recognize your identity as Jiver Swarup Hoy Krishna Nityodas.
And who are not associated with the Krishna devotees?
Huh?
Those who are not associated with the devotee, are they not the part and parcel of Krishna?
The thing again, we are going back to that same point. Like if you want to serve Krishna, where will you be? Where the service is available, or will you be somewhere where there is no service? What? Okay, I'll make a simple point. Say you have a father.
Okay.
When you want to serve your father, where do you go? Where your father is. No, right?
Uh-huh.
Now if your father is in some place, then do you go to serve him in some other place? So if you want to serve Krishna, where will you go? Where Krishna is. So go where Krishna is. And be with those who know how to serve Krishna. When you want to serve Krishna, when you say again, go back to that point, you want to serve your father. So you go to your father. Then you find out from your other brothers who are serving your father. That what does he need? What pleases him? And then accordingly you serve Krishna. Accordingly you serve your father. Similarly, You learn to serve Krishna from those who are engaged in serving Krishna, because they know what Krishna needs, what service is required. Okay.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam. Maharaj, my question is, as you said, Maharaj, that the best prayer is the Maha Mantra in front of the deity. So like, can we just say the Maha Mantra once, you know, rather than saying, you know, thank you, Krishna, thank you for everything, then please forgive my offense.
Yeah, we don't say thank you, Krishna, thank you for everything. We say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Because Krishna understands this language better.
And Maharaj, like some statements like, you know, please let me remain in your service always and all that. Do we need to pray all that or just one Maharaj?
No. That is the mood. That is the mood of your heart. With that mood, you serve the Hare, we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Okay. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande, Hare Hare Bol.